All right, 6:41. We're less than a week away from Thanksgiving Day. And the Port Huron Northern Husky Marching Band are going to be marching in the Thanksgiving Day Parade yet again this year. Eric Sinkmajor is their director. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing well, thanks. This is a big deal to march in that Detroit Parade, isn't it?
It's great. It's you have about a million people you're performing for live. It goes out across the state to 75. It goes out across country to over 187 stations, and there are literally millions of people across the state that are tuned in. So it's really neat. And some of our family members and friends across the state that don't get to see us finally get to sit in the comfort of their home and tune in and watch us for 20 to 30 seconds.
You guys do this every year, or just and how do you get into this parade?
We choose to do it every 4 years because we are asking the families to give up a family day in order to participate. Sure. But I want to make sure that every student hopefully has the opportunity to participate in this. So you send in recordings, video recordings, and an application in the spring. And in a few weeks, they get back to you and let you know that whether you've made it or not. And then the hardest part of the process is waiting until about a week before the parade when they finally give you where you are in the lineup. It changes the logistics of your placement in this parade is really a huge logistical piece of the puzzle. And I'm really grateful to have great band boosters and really understanding parents, because you could do things one way for 15 years and you get another placement and you have to scramble at the last minute and reorganize.
Speaking of scrambling at the last minute, so the way that everybody knows that the band is the Port Huron Northern Marching Band is the banner that gets carried in front of the band, correct?
Yes. And that banner we purchased about 13 or 14 years ago when we purchased new uniforms.
Okay. That's not a small purchase. I mean, to most of us, we think, oh, big deal. It's a piece of cloth with the band's name on it. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, and when you're coming down the road, it really is the first thing that anybody sees. And because people can't read the little lettering on the uniform, it's a way for people to know who we are.
Who's in charge of keeping track of that banner?
Well, that's when you have an organization the size of our band or PH's band or Marysville's band and all these moving parts and all these performances, things just happen. People take care of things. Everybody steps up to take care of things. Mm-hmm. And then you get out of routine. And I said this very recently, where you can walk in the house 100 times and set your keys in the same place, and that one time you set your keys in a different place, you don't even know to look where to begin looking.
Yeah. So what happened to the banner? It went missing.
Well, we had a playoff game, and because that's a little bit out of routine for us, go Huskies. Congratulations to the football team.
Had a great run.
Yeah, they had an awesome
And that
run.
Extended your season too, then, your marching season.
Yes, it did. So we were on performances 8, 9, and 10, but in one of the early playoff games, we got to the end of the game, and as I said, we're a little bit in an unusual position, having to think about another home game the next week, and everybody thought somebody else grabbed the banner, and then the next week we're looking for the banner, and nobody can figure it out, and my boosters start making calls, and we start reaching out to people, trying to figure out, and over several weeks we couldn't figure out where the banner was, but it takes a couple of months to produce one of those, and so finally I touched base with Jeremy at the Times Herald and said, hey, do you mind running a little blurb about the banner just so that we can figure it out? Because otherwise we're going to have to get a vinyl one done. And Jeremy was kind enough to put a story in there. I wasn't expecting to have the placement that it did. I honestly was asking for
a
blurb.
You made front page news.
Well, how nice to live in a community where stuff like this makes the newspaper.
So you brought a couple of your students along too. What's it been like the last few weeks wondering where in the heck is the banner? Have you guys been like turning the band room upside down?
It's been really different at the games. It's just like Mr. Sinkmajor said, if you usually have something that's usually in the same place, but suddenly it's not, it's just kind of different.
Yeah. So, and I'm sorry, you are?
I'm Abigail Studaker.
And?
I'm David Baird.
All right. So where did it finally turn up? Where did you guys find it?
It ended up somebody, as we said from the beginning, we didn't think that there was anything nefarious.
Yeah.
But somebody saw it hanging out there, and we don't know whether it was that night, the next day, 2 days later, when they're taking care of the field, somebody grabbed it and tucked it into the back of Port Huron's PAC, and nobody would know to look there.
No, of course not.
Nobody. So it's just one of those things where it got lost. You know, we lost track of it, and nobody would even, how would you even begin to know to ask people to look places? So
how did it turn up? How did you finally find it?
Well, it ended up being on the internet, internet story that people shared around, and it triggered somebody at the district to say, hey, I think I saw that.
See,
and
there
somebody
you go.
Made a phone call. And literally it was within just a couple of hours from it hitting the internet to me getting an email saying, hey, we know where it's at.
Whew, that had to be a huge relief.
Yes.
Yeah.
Abby and David are two of the people that are doing a lot of work to help us get ready for the Detroit Thanksgiving Day Parade.
There's a lot of work that goes into this, isn't there?
There is.
Yeah. And what are some of the things that maybe the average person doesn't know that goes into preparing for a parade like this?
Well, just as an example, I'm in the color guard, and as Mr. St. Major said, we do have millions of people that are going to see us. So we have to try and figure out a routine that's easy enough to do on TV and look good on TV, but we still want to make it look good and make it a little complicated and look cool. So that's been really fun to do over the past month or so. And it looks better every practice. The band sounds a little better every practice. It's been really fun working it out.
No, that's great. Are you looking forward to the next Thursday?
Yeah. Something that sets us apart from many other bands there is we incorporate choreography into our route. So rather than the linear path that we take playing our music, we stop and we march sideways and backwards in some parts.
Oh, wow.
And that's another challenging aspect, but that's just another goal to work towards.
Can you tell us what song we're going to be hearing next?
We've got two songs. We've got one that's called Christmas Medley, which is a mixture of a few, and then God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
Fantastic. Well, I can't wait to watch you guys. I'll be watching for you on the parade.
You can tune us in at around 10:15, and so somewhere between a little after 10 and 10:30 is when we're going to appear. And Marysville's actually going to be down there at the same time. So they are going to be a little later in the parade. And I don't know exactly their time, so I'm not going to say anything right here.
Oh, that's cool.
You'll be able to see two local bands on the Detroit Thanksgiving Day Parade.
That's awesome. Well, guys, I'm glad that you found your banner. I'm glad that you're getting ready for the parade. It sounds like you got a lot of hard work behind you and ahead of you. So best of luck to you. Or as they say in show business, I guess break a leg, right?
Ah, no.
Yeah, no broken legs. Guys, thanks for coming in.
And in all seriousness,
have fun next week. The Port Huron Northern High School Marching Band in the Thanksgiving Parade in Detroit next week.